The calendar is filling up with dates for candidate fundraisers, and special interest groups are mapping out their strategies for attack ads. Meanwhile, election campaign reformers are still holding out hope that the next election will not be a spending free-for-all. But Mike Nichols of the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute says if they're hoping candidates will avail themselves of the state's public financing program, they shouldn't hold their breath. He says taxpayer support for the income tax checkoff that funds it has been waning since the Wisconsin program began in 1977.
Around that time, 20% of taxpayers, contributed through the checkoff. Last year it was down to about 5%, and I don't see much reason to believe that taxpayers are really going to jump on board that checkoff system in any big way. It just hasn't happened elsewhere in the country.
But public financing advocates like Mike McCabe of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign have a different view. McCabe points to neighboring Minnesota for evidence that a well-run public election fund can lead to lower-cost elections.
The winner of our last race, Governor Doyle, spent over $10 million in a $32 million election campaign. And in Minnesota, they'll run under a limit of just over $2.5 million, and half of the money will come from public financing.
McCabe says if Minnesota can do it, so can Wisconsin. But WPRI's Mike Nichols says any change in the current system depends on taxpayer willingness to fund it. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.